I got to the point where I was going to try to end my life, and had said my goodbyes, and people tried to get an intervention for me. So they contacted the relevant services and said, we believe Caroline's going to try and end her life. And those services said, yes, she may do. Some people are going to commit suicide, and there'll be some people that we can't help. So in this instance, we're not going to intervene. And I was left to my own devices, attempted suicide, and was told that I probably wasn't going to survive that. But for me, there's no excuse for that. There's no suicide, you know, that is unpreventable. If somebody is in distress and we know about it, we always have an opportunity to help them. Nobody's life should be written off against suicide. There's always something we can do to help that person as long as they're with us. Attitudes need to massively change, but we need to give people hope. You know, if they feel helpless, if they feel that they can't help people, then they're not going to intervene in the appropriate manner. Whereas actually, if staff, if family members, if community members feel that there's something they can do, then they'll get on and do it. So we need to give them those skills and give them that hope to enable that to happen.